For today's episode, we're partnering with MedIQ, an accredited medical education company that provides an exceptional educational experience for physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and other healthcare professionals to raise awareness around depression. This partnership was made possible by a grant from Takeda Pharmaceuticals USA Incorporated and Lundbeck. You'll remember that in session 4, Am I Really Depressed? We talked about how easy it might be for Black women to miss the signs of depression because of cultural and societal norms. MedIQ hopes to help change some of this by making the general public more aware of the symptoms of depression and how to reach out for help when necessary. Here's where we need your help. To get a better sense of what you already know about depression, we have a brief survey for you to complete. The survey shouldn't take any longer than 10 minutes, and upon completion, you will be entered into a drawing to win one of 10 $100 Visa gift cards. You can find the survey at therapyforblackgirls.com/MedIQ, and of course, all of this information will be included in the show notes for your reference. Thank you so much in advance for your help with this very important project to raise awareness about depression. Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, where we discuss all things mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. To get more information and resources, visit the website at therapyforblackgirls.com. And while I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 33 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We've made it to that time of the year that you've either been looking forward to or dreading for any number of reasons. Next week officially starts the holiday season, even though some of the stores have had their Christmas decorations up for at least a month now. Heading into the holidays often brings up a lot for people, so I wanted to spend some time today talking about the difference between the holiday blues and depression, and to offer some tips on steadying yourself for the holiday season. The holiday blues might best be described as increased sadness and anxiety during the holiday season for a variety of different reasons. An article from UC Davis Health indicates that some of the reasons we see an increase in sadness and anxiety is related to a couple of factors. The first is time change. We know that we've just set our clocks back an hour, which means we have fewer hours of daylight, which can have an impact on our mood, resulting in decreased energy, loss of interest in pleasurable activities, and sleep disturbances. A second factor that may contribute to the holiday blues is increased alcohol use. So we know that many times when we gather to celebrate, alcohol is often a part of the equation. And since there tend to be a lot of gatherings for the holiday season, we may be consuming more alcohol than usual and may not really be paying attention to actually how much alcohol we are consuming. It's important to remember that alcohol acts as a depressant on the system. So if you're already feeling a little down, the increased alcohol may actually make your mood more depressed. A third factor that may contribute to the holiday blues is unrealistic expectations about ourselves. The article from UC Davis Health states, during the holidays, we frequently meet other people that are quite successful and are advancing throughout their careers. This may lead us to place unrealistic expectations on ourselves concerning our own accomplishments or our perceived lack of them. None of us is perfect, and sometimes we develop unrealistic expectations over the holidays of what we should accomplish and focus on our failures. Be realistic in what you seek to achieve, both personally and professionally. Don't label the holidays as a time to cure all past problems. The holidays do not prevent sadness or loneliness. So as I mentioned earlier, there definitely is a difference between the holiday blues and a diagnosis of major depressive disorder. And it's important for us to be aware of the symptoms of depression so that we'll know whether we're actually struggling with holiday blues or something more serious. To meet criteria for a major depressive disorder, a person must experience 5 or more of the symptoms below for a continuous period of at least 2 weeks. These symptoms include feelings of sadness, hopelessness, depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities that used to be enjoyable, change in weight or appetite, either increased or decreased, change in activity, psychomotor agitation, being more active than usual, or psychomotor retardation, being less active than usual, insomnia, or sleeping too much, feeling tired or not having any energy, feelings of guilt or worthlessness, difficulties concentrating and paying attention, and thoughts of death or suicide. These symptoms must be present every day or nearly every day and must cause significant distress or problems in our daily lives or functioning. So if you notice that you've been experiencing some of these symptoms during the holidays and they last well into the new year, or if you've already been experiencing these symptoms, then it may be time to talk with someone about getting some help. Like I mentioned earlier, the holidays often bring up a lot for people. Some stuff is positive and some stuff not so much. So I wanted to offer you 6 tips for steadying yourself for the holiday season. So the first tip is to be realistic about your budget. I think there's often a tendency to overspend to show the people in our lives just how much we care about them. And I think we need to question whether this is really necessary. And I often wonder if we get into overspending as a guilt reaction for not spending enough time with the people we love throughout the year. So something for you to think about. A couple of ideas about being more realistic and smart with your money. 1, think of gifts that you can give that don't have an obvious monetary amount. So can you do things like offer to babysit or make a special playlist for the people that you love? 2, plan ahead for next year by setting aside a little money each month for gifts so that there's not a panic come November and December and you're trying to scramble figuring out what you're going to buy for everybody. The second tip is to create new traditions or re-examine old ones. This may be particularly relevant if for some reason you can't be with your family this year. Can you get a group of friends together to do a Friendsgiving? Can you volunteer at a shelter to feed those in need? I think sometimes we get guilted into celebrating the holidays in the same ways that we always have by family members, but it's really important to think about what feels right to you and how you would like to spend this time of the year. A third tip is to make a game plan for dealing with the loss of a loved one. So dealing with the loss during the holidays can be very difficult to manage, particularly related to all of the different rituals and traditions that are often surrounding the holidays. One really good way to deal with a loss is to reimagine what these traditions might look like. For example, if your grandmother recently passed and she was the one who would typically lead the Thanksgiving prayer on Thanksgiving morning, then elect a new person to lead the prayer, perhaps using some of her favorite passages, or redo the prayer sequence altogether. Maybe instead of a prayer, you sing one of her favorite songs instead. One of the most important things is to plan ahead and not get to Thanksgiving morning and be panicked about who's going to lead the prayer. You need to have a plan in place. I also think that there can be the temptation to avoid Thanksgiving altogether or any of the holidays after a recent loss. I think it's important that we try not to avoid things, because when we avoid them, we never learn that we can actually deal with it. So of course it will be painful to go through a holiday season after you've experienced the loss of a loved one, but it is manageable. And so you shouldn't have any expectation that it's going to likely be a joyous occasion, but you likely will be able to live through it and tolerate the pain related to losing a loved one. The fourth tip should come as no surprise to you if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. The fourth one is setting and sticking to your boundaries. So let me know if this sounds familiar to you at all. You're in town for 5 days for the holidays. In those 5 days, you have been invited to a holiday brunch sponsored by your college roommate. You've been asked to read during Christmas Eve service, asked to take Aunt Cheryl shopping for the last-minute gifts. They've asked you to make that special peach cobbler that everybody loves. They want you to see your new nephew that's 3 months old, and you have to help your little cousin get her college applications together. Girl, this is exhausting. And this just describes what might be happening when you get to your hometown. This doesn't even account for all of the holiday work gatherings and community service projects you might have had to tend to before you left home. Sis, you simply cannot do everything. Especially during the holidays, it's okay to say no. If you're running around doing all of this, then what time are you spending reflecting and getting yourself ready to head into 2018? The fifth tip, build some downtime into your schedule just for yourself. Perhaps this means heading back home a few days earlier to give yourself a buffer before you have to go back to work or school. Or maybe this means you do something completely different this year for your break. This might be the perfect time to take that solo vacation you've been dreaming about, or to have a staycation right in your own home or your city. This kind of goes back to creating your own new traditions. Just because the holidays have always been done a certain way doesn't mean that they have to be done that same way now. And the sixth tip, allow yourself space to feel whatever you feel. Because there is often this expectation that holidays are a time of celebration and excitement, there's often a feeling of what's wrong with me if we don't feel that way, for one reason or another. It's okay to be sad about a recent loss, or to be so worried about the state of our country that you just don't feel so jolly. Or if you just are not feeling it this year, all of that is okay. Give yourself permission to experience your feelings without making any judgments about them. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone. So I'm curious to know what your plans are for maintaining your sanity during the holiday season. Share them with us so that we can all get some ideas. Make sure to use the hashtag on social media, TBGInSession. And if there's a sister in your life who has not heard about the podcast, stop whatever you're doing right now, unless you're driving, and send her a quick text message to let her know about the podcast. If you want to continue the conversation about steadying yourself for the holidays, come on over and join us in the Facebook group. You can join at therapyforblackgirls.com/tribe. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, check out the directory by going to therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And please make sure that you're following us on social media. You can find us on Twitter as therapy4BGirls, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at therapyforblackgirls. And finally, I'd like to remind you about our partnership with MedIQ on the Depression Initiative and Takeda Pharmaceuticals USA Incorporated and Lundbeck for providing support. Please help us get more information that will be useful in raising awareness about depression by filling out the brief survey. The survey shouldn't take any longer than 10 minutes, and upon completion, you will be entered into a drawing to win one of 10 $100 Visa gift cards. You can find the survey at therapyforblackgirls.com/MedIQ. As always, I am looking forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.